You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. from a pianist, composer, producer, and a very cool cat. He's been at this jazz game for quite some time now. That was the great Cyrus Chestnut with the song Gollywog's Cakewalk off his latest 2018 CD called Kaleidoscope. So we caught up with Cyrus recently about this brand new album, and he had some great thoughts on it.
Kaleidoscope is a very significant record in my journey. It really encompasses everything that I've experienced to this day.
This kid out of Baltimore, Maryland, is the son of a retired post office employee and a church pianist, and he started banging away on the piano at the age of 7. By 9, he was studying classical music at the Peabody Institute and would go on to get a degree in jazz composition and arranging from Boston's Berklee College of Music. Once he got out into the big wide world to learn how things worked, he toured with pianist John Hendricks, then Terrence Blanchard, then Donald Harrison, then went Marsalis, and finally the Betty Carter Trio. And there's been many more in between, but that was a grand learning curve for him. Historically, I have heard from musicians about how influential Betty was on their grasp of jazz and how she put things in motion. Have a listen to this story from Cyrus.
And the trio started to play, and I decided I wanted to play the Miles Davis version of If I Were a Bell. And I played it right down to the letter. And I thought I was doing something very significant, basically playing this version. And when she came out, she gave me this look, and the look was so intense that if looks could kill, I wouldn't be talking with you right now. and so after he finished the set, he asked me to come back to the dressing room, and I can't really tell you exactly what she said, but in a nutshell, he basically said this: I don't have you here to play something I already know. He said, I know it better than you, because he said, I was there.
The beauty of Cyrus is that he's always learning. As a lecturer at Howard University, he keeps up with that and what is going on in the world of jazz, and always incorporating history into his curriculum and his music delivery, much like Kaleidoscope. He's a master in the world of jazz, and he just keeps on getting stronger and better, and it's great to begin this show with him. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of great pianists like Charles Williams and the great Max Groove, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, full of jazz and ready to just give it all away on this Christmas Day, 2018, and this is show 577. So as we get ready to go into yet another Cyrus tune, 2002's song Two Heartbeats off his CD Purpose, let's have a listen to Cyrus explain his purpose in life, and it is a grand one for this Christmas show that we're making.
And so, I have to do everything I can to be the best musician I can be. And doing everything I can to send people away feeling better than when they arrive. That's my job, That's what I'm put on this earth to do. To put notes out in the atmosphere to give people to inspire people for better.
this is pianist Cyrus Chessman, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Demeter. Swing off.
That was the great electronic double bassist, educator, and composer from New York's Hudson Valley area, Ben Basile, teamed up with the great Philadelphia trumpeter, arranger, and composer, and even a multi-instrumentalist, Vince Tampio, with the track off their festive 2018 CD, Season's Greetings. This is the tune, Came Upon a Midnight Clear, and it's a great song off a great album. You should pick it up. Our next cut on the show is from alto saxophonist and educator Bunky Green with the 2011 tune Counterpunch off the CD Step High, as we keep aiming high around here on this hour of Neon Jazz.
This is bassist Ben Basile from Hudson Valley, New York. You're digging on Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was instrumentalist, composer, arranger, and even an educator out of Williamsburg, Virginia, Reginald Chapman, with the 2018 tune We Shall Overcome off the CD called Prototype. This cat can do it all on the tuba, harmonica, bass trumpet, bass trombone, and he has spent years as both a solo cat and a sideman. He's also a founding and current member of the No BS Brass Band and was the house band for the Black Hand Music Series, a weekly listening room event created and curated by Reginald in the Richmond, Virginia area. His music experiences are wide-ranging and cross-genre, and we caught up with Reginald recently at Neon Jazz. It was a great conversation, and he had a grand story about dreams realized. Dig it.
Recently, I just moved to New York. Recently, I was looking, you know, putting all my stuff away and looking through old journals, and I had this sort of like dreamless, you know, where they say imagine yourself in 10 years. And it was kind of uncanny. Like I showed my fiance a lot of that list I've checked off, you know, and in a really big way. And including the stuff with the DMA, like I'm almost done with my DMA, moving to New York, being able to play with people, like having my own album out. I mean, 4 stars and downbeat, like Spotify, Crazy Jazz, right at the top. Like
Reginald said that one of his favorite musicians growing up, someone that was very key in his development of jazz understanding, was the master trombonist J.J. Johnson. This here is the 1958 tune, What's New, off the LP Blue Trombone, as the show does and has to just keep on moving on.
Da 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 da
Reginald Chapman, here with Joe Danino at Neon Jazz. I'm originally from Williamsburg, Virginia, now in New York City. I'm pretty stoked to have a great conversation with Joe at Neon Jazz from Kansas City.
Frosted window panes, candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way. He's filled his sleigh with things, things for you and for me. It's that time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas, may your New Year dreams come true. And this song of mine in three-quarter time wishes you and yours the same thing too.
That was a Winnipeg-born and Toronto native singer, Sam Boverman, with the 2018 tune, The Christmas Waltz, off the CD, A Jewish Boy's Christmas, pepping up this actual day of Christmas that we're putting this jazz music together. So, Sam went to the University of Manitoba in the early 70s. He was both a student and an entertainer, and his involvement in Winnipeg theater and cabaret productions, together with singing commercial jingles, helped him cover his tuition as a math major while appearing on TV, keeping his name in the limelight. These days, he is both a singer and a math professor. It's a great duality for him, and we caught up with him recently at Neon Jazz, and he talked glowingly about why he really loves jazz.
The interesting harmonies in some of the songs, the lyric writings, some of the great lyricists, you know, there's a real depth to the feeling and the emotion, and rock music can get the blood boiling, but jazz music gets a different kind of emotion flowing, I think. It's more thoughtful.
From the always cool Eddie Fennell and Sugar Lou Morgan's Hotel Tyler Orchestra, circa 1929 is the tune. Eddie and Sugar Lou Stomp as the show heats up around here.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino, and I'm Tavis Minner.
Thank you.
That was Kansas City local Tavis Minner with the tune Scat Like That off his 2018 CD, A Collection. So Tavis was born in Wichita, raised in Oklahoma, and he's a graduate of Northeastern State University, and he has a master's degree in educational administration from Southern Nazarene University. And he also spent some time on tours in Russia giving fans the goods. He is a teacher these days in the Grandview School District, giving the kids the good music as he readies himself for another very flush Kansas City scene and getting things started on the stage. So keep your eyes open.
I just love being around people who treat me just regular and just normal. It's just a great thing just to be able to be alive and well, and you have this ability that can get you a paycheck every month and you can pay your bills and you're doing what you love to do. There's nothing like that.
From the great young pianist Adam Birnbaum, this is the 2008 tune, Camden, off the CD simply called Travels, as we keep traveling down this jazz row here on Neon Jazz. Thank you.
Roberto Magris. I am an Italian jazz musician, but I feel at home in Kansas City. I am very open-minded in jazz music. You are listening to Neon Jazz.
That was the great jazz guitarist Lionel Luque, originally from the small West African nation of Benin. And that was the 2005 tune Alone Together off his CD called Incantation. And this final tune on this hour of jazz, it's a jazzy little tune recommended from a great friend and an avid listener of the program, Miss Leah Anderson. This is the band Morphine with the song Cure for Pain, circa 1993. And we like to broaden the musical gates around here on Neon Jazz to see where we are and where we're going. And this is another grand example of that. It's a great tune. So it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And we hope you had a great Christmas. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat who is always having another cure for the pain, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Righteous.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here for you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
And tell me where.
the way. We found the cure.
There you go. Neon Jazz.